Amen. Praise his name. Let's stand together if you would. Let's just bow our heads. Father and Lord, we're so thankful for your love and your grace again. Lord, your mercy. Father, to be able to come and to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, with understanding and revelation of, Father, the word you're bringing forth in this day. Lord, it's such a privilege to watch this all unfold, Lord, and be accounted part of this great economy. Lord, bless each and every one that's gathered tonight. Pray that you would just bless everyone. And may your will be done through every phase of the service as we look to you, Lord, in your precious, precious holy name, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, in our big books, on page 232. Amen. Praise his holy name. Heaven came down. Praise his name.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I will never forget. After I've wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a good, passionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling with joy.
Passing of time, I have a
heaven come down in your life. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Page 289. Amen. Springs of living water. I love this little song. Amen.
I thirsted in the barren land of sin and shame, and nothing satisfying there I found. But to the blessed cross of Christ one day I came, where springs of living water did abound. Oh, drinking at the springs of living water, happy now am I, my soul they satisfy. Oh, drinking at the springs of living water, oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. How sweet the living water from the fields of God. It makes me glad and happy all the way. Now glory, grace, and blessing mark the path I've trod. I'm shouting hallelujah every day. Oh, drinking at the springs of living water. Now am I, my soul they satisfy. Oh, drinking at the springs of living water. Oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. Oh, sinner, won't you come today to Calvary? A fountain there is flowing deep and wide. The Savior now invites you to the water free, where thirsty spirits can be satisfied.
Amen. Oh, drinking at the springs of living water, happy now am I, my soul they satisfy. Oh, drinking at the springs of living water. Oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. Amen. All the wonderful springs of living water. Amen. Praise his name. Page 536. I'd like to sing, try to sing this one. Amen. I think we know it enough. To help me out. Amen. Let's start with the chorus.
It's manifesting time. The fruits are on the vine, and the lovely one is coming in plain view. Oh, the calf, God's chosen bride, redemption draweth nigh. He's that lovely one, he's coming. My beloved, behold, he quickly comes, sweeping over the mountains, over the hills he runs. I long to hear his voice, I long to hear him say, oh, arise, my love, my fair one, come away. Amen. Oh, it's manifesting time. The fruits are on the vine, and the lovely one. testing time. The fruits are on the vine, and the lovely one is coming in plain view. Oh, to cap God's chosen bride, redemption draweth nigh. He's that lovely one, he's coming. Amen. Sing it again. Oh, it's manifesting time. The fruits are on the vine, and the lovely one is coming in plain view. Oh, to cap God's chosen bride, redemption draweth nigh. He's that lovely one, he's coming in plain view.
Amen. Oh, what a time we're living in, saints. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Luke, would you like to come up for the offering? Praise his holy name. That's the blessing, if you will.
Lord, we're so thankful for us bringing the time before us. Pray you take preeminence in everything we say and do in our time.
Yes.
Bless this service. Bless this offering for our community. Your kingdom. In Jesus' name, we pray.
There's never been a day like this day to me. Amen. There's never been a day like this day to me. There's never been a day like this day I see. There's never been a light to shine. Have a request, something on your heart. Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Gensel, would you like to take the request?
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come before your throne of grace and mercy this evening, Lord, to thank you, Lord, for the many blessings we see in our lives. Lord, just so thankful for your word that you're given to us in this hour. Just, Lord, filling the wooing of your spirit, Lord, and how you're just that bride falling in love with you and the two becoming one, Lord, and seeing that life. Lord, it just makes us so appreciative and thankful tonight for what we see you're doing in this hour. Yes. Lord, believing that you're the same healer today as you was yesterday,
yes,
and always will be. And just asking, Lord, that you know the needs of each and every one. And Lord, that you would just meet those needs in their lives, whether it be financial or physical or spiritual need. We just ask you, Lord, to grant it. We pray for our brother, Lord, as he comes forth tonight, Lord, that you would make it easy for him. Lord, to yield himself to you so that you can speak through him. Lord, bless us with revelation of that word, that, Father, we can climb higher, Lord, on that ladder, Lord, and have a closer walk with thee. And, Lord, just searching our lives, Lord, for anything not pleasing in your sight. And just bless the remainder of the service, we ask in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Did you have a song tonight, Karen? Anyone else have a song, maybe something on your heart? Amen. Tim, you got something?
Sing a little chorus, Amazing Grace.
Amen. That song has been sung hundreds and thousands of times and never gets old, saints. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved. All right.
Gracious Heavenly Father, again we humbly come before you this evening and asking you to speak to our hearts through the way of your word and by the moving your Holy Spirit in our lives as individuals. Lord Jesus, we would understand your ways and Lord, the great plan that you have had in your mind before the world was ever formed. We greatly appreciate you so very much. You oftentimes we don't feel deserving of you and deserving of all that you've done for us, but how we greatly appreciate it, Lord. We love you and just so thankful for all things that you've done for us and that which you'll do and you are doing, Lord. We are so thankful. So we ask now again that you'd speak to our hearts through the word and open our understanding that, Lord Jesus, we'd know better how to please you and surrender our lives greater to you. In your most precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. We're just going to read a few more things from what we was bringing out this morning. And trusting it is encouraging you to press on. Amen. To give your whole life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And because we see that, you know, there's things maybe that God does. We don't quite understand why and what's going to take place and all that. And like we was talking about where the prophet talked about the men and their dream they had, and Brother Branham saying what he did about, "I'll ride this trail once more." And, you know, we may not know all about it, but yet we do know that God's going to do something in the bride. So we pray that we'll just be open-hearted and get ready for the appearing of the Lord. And as I said, we can see how the last 2-3 weeks was building up to that, and still building up to it and not realizing it, like I said, because I never really thought about those things until I was in praying this morning and waiting on the Lord, and it just seemed like it started opening up. And I thought, Lord, my, we should be a people really sincere and getting ready for the catching away. But we find here, just to renew our mind again, he said, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. And I want you to keep that in mind again this evening. Confidence. Can you think about how great this would be to have confidence that God is going to hear you? And God is going to give you the desire of your heart. Oh, assurance. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments. That's the part that it takes Jesus Christ to do also. To keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Now remember what we brought out this morning too. I mean, we can plainly see as the prophet spoke and showed us that, you know, we can even be deceived in our thinking. And we can think that everything's okay and I'm not condemned about anything. I'm doing everything right. But just always remember, on the day of judgment, everything comes out, you know. And we may wonder why we pray and we don't get nowhere, don't get nothing from God. We can't get this, we can't get that. And you say, well, maybe I'm not supposed to get it. But is that the way we're going to approach everything, all the promises of God? That if we don't receive promises and the blessings of God and the things that we have desire of and have need of, and just pass it off, well, I didn't get it, so, you know, it just must not be the will of the Lord. And everything just keeps going that way. But is there something happening in our life that we know we can have a confidence and assurance that we can ask God for it and see it happen? Oh, my. Sometimes all you got to do is talk to the Lord and say, it would be nice, Lord, if this would be this way or that way. And before you know it, it's there. Didn't even really ask. Just made your desires made known unto the Lord. And it come to pass. He's interested in us, saints. But we've got to be just as interested in him. We've got to be interested in what he's requiring, what he wants. Remember, this is all on condition. And there's nothing that God's just going to give you everything and then you just sit back and live like some slum, like a slob that don't care about living his word and don't keep his commandments and don't do the things that was pleasing to him. No, it's, them promises ain't to people like that. The promises is to people that just what he says in his word. I'll read it again. And whosoever ask, we receive, or whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things which is pleasing in his sight. And again, it's the grace of God that reveals it, that you understand and know what's pleasing to him. And we talked about a little bit today, you know, how are you going to know what's wrong if God don't reveal it to you? You don't know. We stab at it, we hope for it, and we try to make sure we're doing right. But if it really isn't real to you and made alive to you, what the plan is of God and what he desires and what he don't desire in our life and all these different things, how are we going to know how to please him? But he told us. You say, oh, Brother Steve, you're not making sense. Why ain't I? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith is revelation. Faith is something God reveals to you. No way you can please Him without faith. So if you're going to do those things that's pleasing in His sight, then you're going to have to be living by faith. And the way you can live by faith is through the new birth. You see? So we find that it's coming down, friends, as I said in closing this morning. It's coming down now to where it's all going to finish up. And it's individuals. It's an individual affair. It's not a group affair. I don't know which one's in here that He will reveal all this great plan to. But to somebody He will. Somebody will understand this. Somebody will live it and express it. Lord, let me be one of them. Amen. You see, that's the thing. All right, He says here in God's provided place of worship. He says here, this is November 28, 1965. He said, I was sitting over there talking to my old friend, Brother Brown, while the songs was going on. And he said, Brother Branham, I never seen till yesterday what you've been talking about. Now, pay attention to what he's saying. He said, if people could just get into what you're speaking about, every obstacle would move out of the way. Wow. Brother Branham says, yes. Now think of that. Is that the way we live? Is that what we're beginning to see? That we are sons and daughters of God that truly do have power and dominion over every devil, over the world, sin, flesh. Huh? Or does it still rule us? You see, the world still has, if it's still ruling our life, then we're dibble-dabbling this in the world and that in the world and this, that, and the other. And it has the power over us. But if we have the power over it or the authority over it, there's no devices, no creeds, no people's ideas, no people's worldly things and all this and worldly pleasures, desires and places to go and all that can control us. We have control over it and bring it under us, you see. But otherwise, the world has authority over us or power over us. It offers something new, takes you away from the Word, bang, you accept it and away you go with it, you see. But we're supposed to be sons and daughters of God that have power and authority over every devil. Yes, every devil. Over the world, over the flesh, sin. Yes, think of that. As I was asking ourselves some questions this morning. Can we ask ourselves that question? Have we accomplished that yet? That we know with confidence that we have power and authority over every devil, over the world, over the flesh. Yeah. Oh, my. He said, if people could just get into what you're speaking about, he said, every obstacle would move out of the way. And he said, Brother Bram said, that's exactly right. That's right. That's exactly right. If you could just grasp it, he said, if you could just catch it, what are we missing? What's being missed? You see? It's just begin to bloom now. Just begin. The shucks pulling away so that the wheat can lay out there now. So just keep reverent. Keep praying. Remember, they that wait upon the Lord renew their strength. He said, I'm getting pretty old. And I thought, will there be another revival? I'll see another time. And just remember, from the west will come a white horse rider. We'll ride this trail again. That's right. We're about ready. It's promised, you see. As I said this morning, I don't know what all it is. Don't know. Couldn't explain it all. And I don't know anybody living that can explain it all. I've been told what this one said, that one said, this one said, that one said. But still, it has to line up with that scripture all the way. Amen. You see? But yet, there's something to it. God will have to reveal it to the individual. And what part of it will we be in? What part of it will happen? What take place? What will be it going on at that time? You see? Let me read this again. Now this is after I'd read all the times where these brothers compared all their dreams to Brother Branham. And Brother Branham said it is exactly the same. And then Brother Branham says here, and he's talking about they was seeing this and they was seeing him scream out, "I'll ride this trail once more." And Brother Branham, after he read all or talked about all three of these dreams, he said, "Just watch. Stay close to Christ." Now, why would he be telling us anything about it? "Let me warn you now as a minister of the gospel of this. Don't take any foolishness." No. No. "Don't imagine anything." No. You're going to rely on the Holy Ghost. You might imagine the wrong thing. "Stay right there until this inside of the inside is anchored to the Word. That you're right in Christ. Because that's the only thing that's going," he said, "because we're in the most deceiving age we've ever lived in. It would deceive the very elect if it were possible. Because they have anointing and they can do anything like the rest of them." He says, "Clean your lives up." That's where I ended this morning. "Clean your lives up. Pay your debts." Oh my. "Owe no man." Wow. Got to make sure everything's right, friends. You're going to have confidence. Yes, you are. You're going to have confidence. Now, if we got the attitude that I'll go to heaven, I don't have to meet that scripture, 1 John 5 or 3. If you're predestinated, you will meet it. Imagine it. It's not an option. Not if you're a bride. It will happen. The prophet showed us that. Okay? "Pay your debts, owe no man." See, make sure everything's right. Look what the Word's been doing. Make sure everything's right. Make sure your confidence is right. Remember, this is on condition. Okay? Jesus said, now I mean like your house rent and stuff. He said, you got to do that. Get all your things off your hands. Get everything right. Have we got everything right? To where we can ask with confidence that God's going to give it to us. Make ready, he says, get ready. Remember, in the name of the Lord, something is fixing to happen. Now, this is what he said after what was in his three dreams. Must have something to do with this. Yeah. Get ready. Make sure everything's right. And people can't live 2 weeks without messing stuff up constantly. And here we got to be right. Are we living in that condition where we're going to be able to catch what God will do when this rapture takes place? Are we going to be living in that condition? Are you going to be ready? Are you going to be able to do this? Okay? Remember, a lot of people in this message has lived sloppy all their life in this message. But there's going to be a few come out of all that slop. It's going to match this word 100%. I believe that with all my heart. God ain't going to take all that slop in. I'm going to read something to you. Renew your minds back to it. You think God deals with slop? After he supposedly cleansed it and placed his own spirit in it, you think he's going to deal with slop of the world? Carnality? Can't overcome? Do you think he's going to deal with that? He will at the day of judgment. But God's greater than that. Much greater than that. You see? Let's go on. He says, something's fixing to happen. I'm going into the hills this week. Not exactly the hunt squirrels course. I like to hunt squirrels, but I'm going there for this purpose and saying, oh God, I don't know which way to move, and I don't want to miss this. Help me. You pray for me. Will you do that? He says, I'll be praying for you. And I hope by the mercies of God that I meet every one of you, and we meet in a better land than this over there. And what are we coming here for? What are we coming here for? As I said this morning, what are we doing? Are we coming here playing a game? Are we coming here meeting as a lodge? Now, what would make you think people would come here and just playing a game? Because they come, they listen to the word, and they go out. It's like playing a game. Ain't no difference. Don't bother me if I don't change exactly what I'm supposed to be. I'm just going to play this game. I'm going to go to church, and I'm going to sing with everybody. I'm going to listen to the preacher, and I'm going home. And can't wait to get there. Yeah. Playing a game? Oh, my. He says, it's Christ can't come until the church is perfectly right. He is waiting on us. He said, I believe we're at the end. Wow. As I was talking about this morning, when I was closing that. Now, you know, it may have been 50-some years, and I think I'd mentioned about Isaiah when he prophesied about 400 years later when Christ came, but it was 800 years. I was thinking it was 400, but it's about 800 years later. But what's 50-some years? And what God was showing the prophet then? What's 50-some years? Think of it. 1,000 years here is but one day in God. Wow. Just think of that. And we think, well, this ain't that. And this ain't, or they would have done happened, and this would have done this way and that and the other. California ain't went under yet. But it's going to. Yeah. God said it was going to through that prophet. You see? Power of transformation. Well, let me skip a little bit so I can hurry up. The harvest time, December 12, 1964. He said, look, hearing, he says, hurrying, there must come a true seed. There's got to be a true seed, friends. There's just got to be, because he's coming for the bride without spot or wrinkle. Yeah. He is coming for it. A word-vindicated bride. Now think of that. That's what I'm interested in, friends. Me being one of them, word-vindicated bride. Now, you as an individual have to have the same desire, the same drive, the same force on the inside that'll drive you to match that. You see? You as an individual. You see? He is coming for it, a word-vindicated bride. She'll be such a little bitty group. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, wherein 8 souls were saved. Is that right? So shall be in the coming Son of Man. How many? I don't know. But see, the bride is going to be made up of all down through. Talking about the other ages down through, as far as them groups before us. But this end will be very few. It's not just the last group. See, God is going to take the whole thing out of here, see? It'll be so small, it'll be surprising. Why would it be surprising? Because there's millions in this message. It'd be really surprising if there was only about 500, wouldn't it? Yeah, it would. When you think of all the millions of them in this message. Yeah. He says, such a little bitty group. Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah. See, how many I don't know. But it'll be so small, it'll be surprising. They'll come up missing, and you won't even know they're gone. What if he took 500 in the last days? You would never know it. Yeah. Now think of it. That'd be all over the world. 500, if it was 500. It may not be that many. I don't know. But if it was 500, you would never know it. Took 500 in a few days' time. What if he did? 2 or 3 days, take 500. There's that many people comes up missing across the world and don't even know where they're at. Never hear nothing about them. The secret, I notice we talked about a little bit this morning, the secret coming of the Lord Jesus. Now, friends, I want to make sure I'm in the right position with Christ, that I know what's going on. Yes, I want to know what's going on. I won't be able to do that being condemned, knowing I'm doing things wrong and shouldn't be. Ain't happening. Nope. I want to be in that shape where I know I'm doing what's right and I'm pleasing God. If I need to ask Him for a greater revelation, He reveals it. Oh my. I want that confidence. Hallelujah. The secret coming Lord Jesus shall be taken away, and the rest of them go right on preaching. Wow. Now think of it. Can't you imagine? Of all these message churches there is, and maybe none of them leave that church, and they'll get up and just keep on preaching, and there might have been a little bride left in a church over there. There might have been 3 or 4 left in that church over there, and nobody left in their church, so they just keep on preaching, oh, mine just hammering it on, you know, and just having the good old times, and they beat their drums and just scream and do all kinds of things, you know, and never even know what happened. Think of that. Just like it was in the days of Noah. Glory to God, we got it, hallelujah. Sealed to their death, though. Don't you think people's going to be saying, glory to God, I got it? I talked about it this morning. They're actually deceived and thinking everything's okay. But remember, Eve thought it was okay too when Satan deceived her. But when it come down to where the direct presence of God came walking through the cool of the garden, oh my, they begin to hide themselves. Yeah. But until He come around, oh my, I'm right. I done just perfectly right in doing this and having this act with this serpent. My, this was fine. Yeah. Not a thing wrong with this. This is fun. When she got in the presence of God, it was all over with. How many people today is going to think their life is right and they're living right? And they can't even distinguish, I read there last week, between right and wrong. Yeah. They can't get it. Do things wrong and don't even realize it. We think about these people, friends out there, right tonight. They want nothing to do with you. They reject you. They push you aside. And to some even hate us. Yeah. And think the right. And scripturally, I can prove the wrong. What if we are bride? And they would do that to one of His. It'd be better they hang a millstone about their neck and be tossed into the sea and drowned and defend the least if it's the little ones. But they think they're right. They think they know it all. Yeah. How many of us sit here tonight that think you're covered and you think you're right at whatever you do? And you don't see it. That is wrong. Remember, there's coming a time you're going to wish you would have got in the right position when that rapture takes place. When God begins to do things to finish His last great work, you're going to wish you would have listened to that peanut up there by that pulpit. He says here, the secret coming of the Lord Jesus shall be taken away, and the rest of them go right on preaching just like it was in the days of Noah. Glory to God, we got it, hallelujah, and sealed to their death. That's what the Bible says, and it can't fail. You see? Presence of God unrecognized, June 18, 1964. Paragraph 38, and the day the disciples ask him, in that day the disciples ask him, why did the scribes say that Elias must first come? Jesus said, he's already come, and you didn't know it. I think, how many things is people not going to know in these last moments of time? It's just about over with. It's getting closer and closer. Do you realize how quick it happened that we're a week closer today than we was last Sunday? My. What if there's not another week left? Huh? What if there's not? I don't know. You don't know. So don't sit there and think like, oh, it's going to go on and on and on. You don't know that. No. And they understood that it was John the Baptist. Those elected apostles still couldn't see who he was. That was the Elijah. Now look, the coming of the Lord is going to be a secret coming. A secret coming. Who's going to know about it? The bride. Nobody else is going to know anything about it. But the bride will find out. Yeah, she's the one the saints will rise and come to her. Yeah. She'll hear about it. It'll be revealed. And the moment it's revealed, she'll change in a moment in the twinkle of an eye. She's living right. She knows she's doing those things which is pleasing in God's sight. Yes. She'll know exactly where she's at. You think she's going to have to run and make things right first? One of those saints come to her, walk up to her and say, oh, wait, I got to go see Henry and make things right. He won't come to you. No. He'll come to those that are ready and is loving the appearing of the Lord Jesus. Isn't that what he said? Those that's loving the appearing of the Lord. If you get in this position I'm talking about, friends, you'll love the appearing of the Lord. He won't worry you. He says, the coming of the Lord is going to be a secret coming. There will be two in bed. I'll take one, leave one. That's where the night is. Two in the field. I'll take one, and I'll leave one. Wow. You know, there's so many people disappear every day, he says again, off the face of the earth, and nobody can account for. One of these days, it might be that people might say, well, you mean the tribulation? The thing is upon us now? I thought the church was to be go before the tribulation. They don't realize and understand that the rapture could take place and they would know nothing about it. Now, can you just, if you have any conscience about you at all, can you even begin to think what a position that would be in life to find out they'd already gone. And you know nothing about it. Nothing. And you know Jesus, one of them ones that didn't cry out for revelation more than anything else in his life. It just, you didn't care. The cares of life kept it choked away. It kept it to where it was not important, as to say. But there was someone in the midst that was so important to. They was crying out for God, to God for revelation, to make sure they'd done everything God wanted in their life. They wanted to be so sure, make sure everything was right. They begin to pray and ask God to reveal to them anything in their life, maybe in the past, maybe something in their life they need to make right. Or something they're doing wrong in their life and they're not realizing it. They're praying and asking God, show me, Lord. Show me. Don't let me miss this. Oh, God. Because my God may do something. miss it. You'll never know it's happening. You see? It's a secret going of the church, you see? He says, I thought the church was going to be go before the treasure. They don't realize they understand and understand the rapture could take place and they would know nothing about it. It's the secret going of the church. And I think people will go right on preaching and saying they're believing and they're getting saved and adding in the church and building churches and going on just like they did in the days of Noah and so forth and not know it. And the rapture be done past. It's already happened, and you didn't know it. There is hundreds of people disappear from the earth, he says again, know nothing about where they went to. They can't account for them. Somebody was going somewhere, and they never hear from them no more, and could be the rapture. I tell you, friends, just because we are members of the church or something like that, that doesn't mean too much to us. No. You better buckle up the armor. Better buckle up the armor. You'd better take the whole word of God and hold on to it. And quit this Hollywood acting around. He says it's got right into the church. That's what's going into the churches today, in the message churches. The way they sing, trained voices, Brother Bram talked about, all these different things they're doing. It's Hollywood entering right in, you see. And it's a shame, he said, but Hollywood glows, just makes a bright light. And the church today is trying to compare with Hollywood. Christ is not in Hollywood. No. Christ is in the individual. Hollywood glows, or Hollywood glares, he says, while the gospel glows with humility. God ain't in these great, fine, fancy places and all this stuff that we see. He comes in humility. In form of meekness and gentleness, and pass right on through. And if you're acquainted with the word, you'll see it. He that has an eye to hear, or let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. See, now today, which was identified, he identified himself properly to the believers of that day. You hang on to that little nugget. He properly identified himself to the believers of that day. The same he will do today. Not everybody. To the believers, he'll properly identify himself to. They'll know. They'll know what he's doing. They'll know what to look for. Absolutely. He said, look at Peter and Andrew. Look at Nathaniel. No question in his mind. Look at the woman at the well. There was no question in it. Didn't she say, isn't this the one that the scriptures speak of? Oh, I am he. She dropped the water pot and went running. She was looking. Yeah. She was interested. Though she was in the shape she was in, she was looking, watching. For God to move. Yeah. There is approximately 500 million so-called Christians in the world today. Oh, in closing. And each day ends a generation. And now what if the rapture would come today and 500 people universally would be taken in the rapture? You would never even see it in the paper of them going and the coming of the Lord. It is a secret coming. We might think, oh, praise God, it'll be all over the papers the way our media is now. He said it would be a secret coming. Amen. So those that's going will know. Nobody else will know. He must have to reveal something to them. They must go and see something. They must go and know when it's about that time. He'll come and steal away like that thief in the night. It'll be such a minority, he says. Just like it was in the days the disciples asked Jesus, why does the scribe say that Elias must first come? And he said, he has already come and you never know it. Did you ever think what people did? They went right on believing that Elias was coming. Ain't that right? They went right on believing it. They'll go right on today believing the message, friends. And the bride won't be here. Yeah. And he was right among them, and they didn't know. We've got Christ among us right now, this word. And it's telling people exactly what he's looking for. And they're missing it. Yeah. They're missing it. He says, and he was right among them and they didn't know it. So will it be in the coming of the Son of Man. They'll do with him just the same thing. The Spirit of God is here. He says, and what are we going to do with it? Are we going to eat manna and so forth and not continually move up as we grow? Are we going to keep moving up and growing, friends? Did you ever notice a seed? Reverend Pitts was speaking a few moments ago and how a seed goes into the ground. Many seeds are there in the ground when God moved up on the water and the light, and light brought forth in the first presence of God, spoke light, came by God's word. And God's word is the only thing that still brings light. And when the waters went back, the seed was already in the earth, and the light only brought forth the seeds that remained with germ in them and come forth, God making his creation. And now on Easter morning, there was another light struck the earth when the Holy Spirit was given, and was given to bring life to those seeds that God, the seeds that God, by his foreknowledge, knew that would be here on earth, as he knew the first natural seed. He knows where the spiritual seed is. Your body was laying here right then on the earth when God first brought the earth into existence. We are part of the earth. We are laying there. And by his foreknowledge, he knew exactly who would love him and who would serve him. He knew. Yeah. And who would not, he says. His foreknowledge tells that. If it doesn't, then he isn't God. He can't be God without being infinite. And if he's infinite, he knows all things. So you see people making their blunders. They stumble at it. They run at it. And they think this and that. But it doesn't work right. We see it, he says. But there is a working right. There is a working right. It's genuine seed. It is work, he said, but there is a working right. That's to find God's perfect will and stand in it. What God called you for. That's what God called you for. To find his perfect will and stand in it. Saints, as I said, I'm not going to speak any kind of conclusion. And I've heard what other brothers was told and this, that, and the other. But I do know this one thing. To the bride, it'll be revealed. Whatever God wants it to be. Yeah. And these certain things are to happen before the rapture and bring the rapture on. If it's bride, she's going to know all about what she needs to know. Yes, she will. So don't put ideas to it. Don't imagine things. Stay away from foolishness. Just make sure you're right in everything. Get everything cleaned up. Make sure everything's all taken care of. Oh, no, man. Well, like I said this morning, maybe you told somebody you was going to pay them something in a certain amount. Maybe you never fully met that. You better make it right. You better make sure everything's cleaned. The slate is clean as it can get, friends. Yes. And you better keep it clean. You say, oh, but we're going to make mistakes. Absolutely. But friends, the minute you make a mistake, you're going to get cleaned. Immediately. And then you're going to make sure it overcomes. It's overcome in your life. Won't be this thing, oh, and then you just get lulled into it again. and you get trapped again. Forgive me. Lulled into trapped again. Forgive me. Nonsense. The body will come quickly subject to it. If the Bible says don't do this, don't do that, the body will quickly come subject to it. Now's when you know you can live before Him without condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you and me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. It's made us free. We're no longer bound by it. So we're no longer debtors to the flesh to live after the flesh. No. We don't owe to have to live after this flesh no longer. But the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free. And now we live by a desire that burns within our hearts to make sure everything is right with God. Make sure there's overcoming taking place in our life. If God would come down and visit you tonight and His direct presence would have to stand before you, would you have to stand before Him and know that there's something in your life that you haven't overcome and you've not really cared whether you overcame it or not? Would He have to look down in your heart and your life and point it out to you? And you see no wrong in it. You thought everything was okay. But for some reason, then when He's standing before you, oh my, you're going to look so dirty and feel so dirty. You're going to feel so bad. Don't let it be too late, friends. Because at the day of judgment, it'll be too late. But judgment begins at the house of God. Right here. That on that day, you won't have to stand before Him and be judged. You're receiving your judgment now. As the Word of God comes forth, it's judging you. And you have the opportunity to make sure it's all right and made clear. Everything's under the blood of Jesus Christ. Maybe you're a wife who just can't seem to bring yourself under subjection. And you've worked on it for years, but it still ain't happening. When's it going to happen? What's going to happen when you need something from the Lord? Because there'll come a time if you don't need Him now, you're going to need Him somewhere down the line. You may get sick. One of your children may come to the point of death. Husband won't be around to pray for him. And there's no time for the squad to get there, the medical technicians. And the only one standing between you or between that child and death is you. And you're the only opportunity there's going to be to be able to call upon God. And then will you be able to, because you know maybe you haven't done what you're supposed to do and your heart condemns you? Or will you be able to stand before the Almighty God and know everything? You've kept His commandments and you do those things which is pleasing in His sight. And then, in a time of emergency, you can call upon Him and know He will listen to you, that He hasn't got His back turned. Will you be able to do that? Maybe you'll find out tomorrow you're full of cancer. Will you be able to face it? Huh? Will you be able to live in a position with Christ where He'll be able to reveal to you that by His stripes you are healed? Will you be living in that condition? Well, no, Brother Steve, I'm just going to say by His stripes I'm already healed now. Praise God, it's all over with. That ain't how it works, friends. God has to reveal to you that you're healed. It has to come from God. The inspiration has to strike your heart. Yeah. Then you'll know. Otherwise, it's just intellectual knowledge. But it has to be revealed to you. Oh, saints. A lot of word has to be made alive in our hearts. Even yet. But will we be living in the condition to be able to catch what God is going to do and what He's doing? Will we be living in that condition? Remember, it's on condition. God told you what He required. Now, what are we going to do with it? See? And as I said, I don't know what. You may have something come up tonight you're going to need Him. My. Can imagine be fussing and arguing with the wife and things going on and you can't stand her and she can't stand you and you're all upset with each other and then the children's backseat and carrying on. And then all of a sudden a car's coming left of center heading right straight at you. Now try to call upon the name of the Lord. With all that on you. Be sad. I pray, Lord, help us with these things. I said, now don't imagine things that you shouldn't. Won't your sisters come to me, please? Don't think I'm coming to any kind of conclusion. But I'm just showing you and brought back to your attention what the prophet said after those dreams and what he said. It must be something for the bride in it, or he wouldn't have said what he said. Oh. I don't know what part of it it is. I'm not going to say what it is. I don't want no conclusions of what it is. But I just know this one thing. Things better be right with God. Yes, it better be right. Because we don't know what God's going to do. The next step. But we must be praying. Lord, let me be ready for that step. Whatever you want, let it be to me according to thy will, O God. Amen to his word. And I trust you've been able to take what I brought this morning and not put any kind of conclusion to it. No. If you're going to put a conclusion to it, may you see the point that everything's going to have to be right and you can't be condemned whatsoever. No. God is going to reveal things to the bride he will not reveal to nobody else. I just think of how many filler people that is around that true bride that it won't be revealed to. That it will only be revealed to the bride. Just think of all the filler people, human beings that's sitting around and maybe only one or two go out of the congregation. Yeah, just think of that. A secret coming and take you away. And he talked about the little story of Romeo and Juliet. That secret coming and take his bride away. Your wife might even not know it. Vice versa, the husband, you might even not know it. There'll be two in bed sleeping. One will be taken, one will be left. There'll be two working. One will be taken. One will be left. Think of that, saints. Wow. Help me be the one, Lord. Help me be the one. Saints, I'm trying to bring this in the most serious possible way I can. But may the Holy Spirit today have dealt with your heart and your life to bring you to a closer place with Him. And if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, cry out to God. And again, just think how many people will think they're filled with the Holy Ghost and are not. They're convinced in their thoughts they are, and they're not. I read this morning, most deceitful age, we've read it many times, that ever was. People will believe they're Christians when they're not. A Christian is one that's filled with the Holy Spirit and Christ living in them, and you're Christ-like. You'll really believe that you're that and not. My, that's a deceiving age. That's a terrible deceiving age. So, well, Brother Steve, how am I going to find out? Go back to the Word. Are you doing everything exactly like that Word said to do? Have you really got the real true evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Are you being able to receive the Word for your day? A clear understanding of the entire Word of God? Oh, my. And it vindicated itself. There's your real evidence. When he said entire Word, that takes care of all of it. You see. And if there's a place in our life we're not overcoming, if you have that real true seed in there, if you have to miss a meal to get there, if you got to take a day off of work and go out in the woods and cry out to God, pray and study the Word and say, Lord, what's going on here? What's happening here? You'll do it. Yeah. Yeah. Or you can be like some. They'll never do it. And then they'll get to thinking. Satan will get them to thinking in a carnal way of thoughts. And I think, why, sure, I believe this message. Praise God, I know I'm born again. That's why I believe the message. The devil believes too, and he's lost. Never will have eternal life. Did not Brother Branham say that? It's the entire Word, friends. But just think of the people that's going to be deceived in this day. Help us, Lord. I don't mean to sound repetitious, friends, but sometimes, honestly, I feel when I'm up here and ministering, this might be the last one I have the opportunity to get through. It might be the last one. It might be the last one. Oh, my. I don't know when it'll be the last one, but for some reason, I feel it's getting close. And I'm trying to reach out and get that last one before it's too late. Get them to wake up. Lord Jesus. Let us all stand. Amen. Trust, as I said, that the Word this morning had been something to help you with. Amen. As I titled the message this morning, I kind of just titled it off of, that's why I felt led in the Lord to title it. And when I think back of what it was, because I had nothing in mind, even while I was ministering, what I would title the message or anything, and that's why I didn't give no title to it or anything. But as soon as I went out there to tell Brother Finley what it was to be titled, the wake-up call. And I hope we'll be able to wake up. It might be the last call. Yeah, for somebody. It might be the last one. It might be the last one for you young people. May not ever have a chance after today. Yeah. And you may still have in mind, well, I got this, I'm going to accomplish this and that and this and the other, all this stuff, you know. But it might be your last chance. May not have another one. Yeah. It may be the last chance for one of you older people. When you're middle age, it might be your last chance. The last call that goes forth. Oh, God. Help us, Lord. Let's sing this little chorus I love so well. You are my strength when I'm weak. We sang it last week, but I want to sing it again. You're my all in all. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. And seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Oh, Jesus. taking my sin, my cross, my shame. Rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill me up. You are my all in all. Oh, Jesus, Lamb of God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your holy name. Oh, Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Heavenly Father, again we come to close this service. Again, you knowing all about us and what are we thinking, and as we said this morning, you know what we've thought about this last few weeks of these messages as we've exhorted and renewed our minds back to of the precious words of that prophet, Lord, and the different events and things that was to take place. Oh, God, help us here, Lord. Help us not to miss it. Please reveal it to us, Lord Jesus. Anything that you see that we need to know. And help us, Lord, to be this people that's in that condition, that the Father, we keep your commandments. And we do those things which are pleasing in your sight. Without you, Lord, we can't do it. Without your Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us, being on the control seat of our heart, this will never happen, Lord, if you don't. But Father, we ask anyone, Lord, in here in this building tonight that needs filled with your Holy Spirit, oh God, you would fill them with the power of the Holy Ghost. And Lord Jesus, our lives change to a different person. I pray, Lord, for every one of them. I pray, Lord, for these young people. Oh, God, how my heart goes out to them. When I look back, Lord, and I see it was your grace and mercy that carried me through, that brought me through all the terrible things in life that was offered to me. But yet, Lord, it was grace and mercy there. Still something at that time saying, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't be a part of that. Stay away from it. I have a work for you to do. Lord, may these young people hear that still, small voice. That, Lord Jesus, something on the inside is pulling, drawing, Father, that will bring them to that place that you want them to be in. Father, they'd be true examples of young people in this day. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Bless all my precious brothers and sisters, not only here, but all over the world, Lord, wherever they're at. Deal with our hearts, oh God. You told us through your prophet that you was waiting on us. Help us, Lord, to see what you want us to see. We need you, Lord. We can't do this on our own, but we need you. We ask that you would help us now. Help us to be able to yield to you and surrender to you. Oh, Lord, you're so precious. You're so wonderful. Just go with these people now and watch over them. Keep them safe. Bring them back again, Lord, the next appointed time if you should tarry. And help us all, Lord, to grow a little more in you. Give us the things that we have need of, Father, that would bring growth in us. To be more like Christ. In your holy, glorious name, we ask these things. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God. You're so worthy, Lord. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Yes. Amen.
The doctor at the James told her that it was an extremely high risk surgery, and the tumor attached itself to her vocal cords and her jugular vein. It was a very risky surgery. And she went through Tuesday, and they said it was the biggest tumor they had ever seen in the neck. And she came out perfectly.
Amen.
Glory. No complications. Her voice box is fine.
Amen.
And she told me on the phone, she called me Wednesday. It didn't even sound like she had even had surgery or anything.
Amen.
And she told me Wednesday that she has decided that she wants to give her life to Jesus.
Amen.
And she asked me if I would help with that. She felt like she
Amen.
So I just wanted to give God
the glory. Amen. Feed her. Take care of her. Help give her direction, guidance. Amen. That God will spare her life. Why? Because that sister right there. If she wasn't there, God wouldn't have had a channel to move through. But God had a channel to move through. Amen. Make your request known unto the Lord. That He shall answer. And set you free. And deliver you. Amen. Ask and you shall receive. Doubt it not. For she shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast in the sea. And doubt it not, it shall be done. Oh, my. Thank you, Lord. If we could just grasp it, nothing could stand in your way. Nothing. Amen. Thank God for His mercy and His grace. Amen. Amen. And if you can get her to come, sister, amen. May the Lord could deal that way too. Amen. But let her know the people here love her. And we'll have her arm out for her. Amen. Her desire is to see every sinner brought into Christ. Amen. Get them if you can. May we try to get them if we can. Amen. Praise His holy name. I love Him. God is real. You're dismissed.